Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And one thing we got to think about, we're going to talk about this after the break, where are our future leaders going to come from? Because presently, they're setting things up in society where we're going to tell you what you think, we're going to tell you how you operate, and some of it's called Common Core and some other things like that. But what Ron Paul was saying, former congressman, former legislator, he's saying that he believes that the leaders are going to come from homeschool. He said he wants to be able to begin to see 20% of Americans in homeschool, and he believes the leaders will come from there. And I think about this before we go to break. Remember this. When you go to Washington, D.C., you see this huge statue of President Lincoln and this huge monument of the Lincoln Memorial. It's where Dr. Martin Luther King gave his speech. But you know what? You know how he got his education, his high school education, his school education, primary? At home. And look at that big, huge thing that we actually think his leadership for in this country. We can do this thing. We can get back to our original intent if, in fact, we say, you know what, I'm going to partner in helping to raise my children and speaking in their life.
Why in the world would we even talk about homeschool? We're talking about the next leaders. What happens is you're born, and the extent of your ability to lead and communicate is feed me, change me, right? And then, we help them learn to speak, and obviously, we're still challenged.
We still learning.
Practice, and we are aware of it, and we appreciate you letting us know. But education is so important because that's where your leaders are going to come from. But I first want to say this: I know that it's so exciting when you see, God begins to speak, and you hear what He's saying, and if God is speaking, I mean, many people can actually hear what He's saying. That's why we come together and say, "Amen," right?
That's right.
And we did a special on the, George Washington and flying the flag, the Appeal to Heaven, flag and all. And God did some powerful things because we just walked out what it meant to pray in sackcloth and asked God on July 23rd,
right,
to prevent this disaster coming on July the 4th, which was being predicted across the board. And God did. As a matter of fact, on the 24th, and we had this program, you could see it, maybe they'll make it related for you, that they went, and the very man that was being used on social media from Syria to stir up people to get them all enticed and to get involved in radical Islam and ISIS and all that, in America, that was their concern, that he's doing all this in America. Well, on July the 4th, he's the one that got removed off the face of the earth. America didn't get removed. And I thought, and God just heard that prayer and He answered. God's answering so many prayers. We got to really connect what He's doing and give Him all the praise and the glory. So, I've been speaking to, John, and John and I have been talking about that, it really needs to have a pill to heaven. Actually, this is what we love to do. Is one of our audience members to provide as many Appeal to Heaven flags as we can give out that our audience wants.
Yes, we've been talking about this for a while now.
For quite some time. And we wanted to put them up on the 4th of July because the last thing I believe prophetically that we want to hear, God wants to hear, is pride, at that moment in time because we were just in sackcloth. And of course, at that time, there wasn't enough time to access those and those type of things. And to find out that a local pastor in the Pensacola area, right after we had that broadcast, he came in, his pastor, Rick Curry, came in and talked to David.
Yes.
And about, hey, you got to get a flag up here, this Appeal to Heaven flag. And it's like, wow.
That's exciting.
Isn't that cool?
That's very, very cool.
We didn't have to put it up.
Yeah.
And
30 feet, whatever's in the sky, it's going to be huge.
And so we want to thank, Pastor Rick Curry for hearing from the Lord on that. And that was our heart too. And that's definitely David's heart. David Mayo is the manager of WHBR, Christian Television Network, and studios where VFN-TV studios are at. And we're excited about that. And hopefully this week, I understand it's going to be flying.
Yes.
But not only that, we would love to see it flying over your cars, your houses, your business. Hey,
absolutely.
Your church. Why not fly it out over your church? Yeah.
We've been saying for a while here that our only, thing that we can do at this point is really cry out to heaven. You know,
right.
The answer is not in government, it's not in people, it's not in a person or elected official, but it's our cry to
right.
God. This is what George Washington did. This is the first flag he flew over 7 of his ships,
right?
Saying we need to cry out to God.
You're not
going to
win outside of God doing something or succeed. And of course, the flag I've had for quite some time in my for quite some time I've had it, and then even when we moved into our new studios, I had it hanging in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm excited about it being hung, you know, in front of VFN TV WHBR studios. That's very good. That's
very
exciting.
Good.
We appreciate Pastor Rick Curry from
Kingsway
for doing that. And I just want to say thank you, you know, for that. Well, what does homeschool have to do with situations, what's happening in Israel, what's happening in the world, what's happening in the military, what's happening in the economy? Because these decisions are being made by leaders. They're leaders. You know, whoever is going to be running for Congress, who's going to run for Senate, who's going to run for presidency, who's going to be the general, who's going to be the captain, these are leaders. And we're going to, we get back from this break, we're going to see, begin to talk and listen to, this is for all those people out there who have been thinking about it. And we're, you know, we stand up for, we want to see a nation's discipled. And the way you do that is focus on 7 spheres of a culture. And we call them 7 mountains. And one of those mountains we have to focus on is education. What are we going to do with education? Because that's how we train up our next leader. So if you're interested in partnering, you know, with VFN TV, when we focus on that mountain meeting, education, we would love to have you come participate. You can go to VFNTV.com or go to civilchristianity.org and just sign that pledge, because that's who's going to walk together, mm-hmm. those that are in agreement. We have to be civil Christians in a civil land. It's called civilchristianity.org, and we'll get in contact with you. But when we come back from the break, we're going to hear this interview with Ron Paul, as he's talking about that he believes 20-25% of American children need to be raised in homeschool to be able to train future leaders. And that's what will happen.
Mm.
We've got to have patience and begin to do what adversarial people have done, is begin to change our education system. We got to put God back in and begin to do what's right. We're going to be talking about Ron Paul here. And Ron Paul has a book. It's called The School of Revolution. You can see it right now, I believe. There it is. And he's being interviewed by Glenn Beck about the future of our nation and how education is so important. Let's go right to this interview. This is Glenn Beck interviewing former Congressman, I believe, Ron Paul.
It's a school revolution.
School revolution, that's it.
We wanted to get you on because I homeschool, and we have several people on our staff that homeschool.
Right.
And I think it's like the university system. We will never fix our country if we are all put in the same box. We are not thinking creatively anymore. We're not thinking differently anymore. We're taught stay in this box from cradle to grave.
And just think of the advancement of this notion that we should have a core curriculum to really make the big box and force it on everybody.
I know.
Instead of teaching or allowing kids to learn on their own and what
right.
they want to learn at the pace they want to do it and have it self-directed, have parents in charge, mm-hmm. not the state. I mean,
right.
that's where the real problem is.
We highlight books of guests. And I don't think I've ever seen one highlighted with that many highlights. I've never seen anybody, any book that has come back to me, Glenn, you got to talk to him about these things, with that many highlights in it. The name of the book is The School Revolution. And how are we going to, what is, first give me the premise, and then how we get there.
Well, we have a broken system.
Yeah.
And we have to offer them something else. Now, homeschooling's been around for a while. In the 80s, we had to fight real hard to make sure they didn't close down all homeschooling, and that fight was here, occurred in Texas. But most people now, and it's not just conservative, there's people mm-hmm. from the other side of the spectrum who realize that the system isn't working. Every single day, you see the violence in school, and kids getting out of school, and they go to college, and they have to be taught how to write again and mm-hmm. spell again. They have to learn their English. So the system is very much broken. And I go over that on the history, But also, I want to have a curriculum that talks about the freedom philosophy and people thinking along these terms and have a different perspective on history, which you're very interested in, different perspective in history and economics, obviously, but also to change the atmosphere with the idea of getting young people prepared to either go to college or start their own business. And the easiest job is convincing people there's something seriously wrong with the system.
That's easy.
But unfortunately, you know, in Washington, you know, economics, things go bad, spend more money, print more money. And that's the way it is in education, too. They want to just spend more money on it.
The problem is, though, and I know this as a homeschooling dad, my wife feels the same way. It's terrifying because this whole society has taught you you don't have a certificate. You're not smart enough. You can't do that. Let professionals. If I hear that one more time, let the professionals do it. Give me a break, man. Look what you've churned out. The system is churning out a bunch of people that cannot survive.
And homeschooling isn't like if I were required to homeschool. I happen not to have homeschooled, but let's say I was to homeschool in this day and age, and I've been through the sciences and medicine, but if I had to sit down and explain physics at this moment, you know, I'd have to work at it. It isn't like the parent has to know every single thing. I mean, in the instance that we have in the curriculum, we want people to be helped on the internet. That's what's so great about
That's
the internet. And there'll be lectures on the internet, and there'll be communication among the students on the internet. There'll be self-taught at their own pace with parental help. There's more guidance in the first 6 years, you know, because they're not, they need more guidance. But later on, you've had the experience, and obviously you allowed your kids to make a little bit of decision on their own.
Yeah.
You know,
they go
like
their
this,
own pace.
This instead of, everybody does this and march them in
and
sit down, and some people describe it as prison. I thought, holy man, you know, that's pretty much true. Walk in and sit in this chair and don't move.
Right. And go at everybody else's pace and learn at the average way when we're boxing everybody in. Let me show something, and this is one of the reasons why. I saw this interview with you on MSNBC, and I immediately, before the interview was over, I said, book Ron Paul for two reasons. One, because I want to talk to you about homeschooling, but two, how do you conquer this? Look at what they did to you on MSNBC.
We've been taught that the Federal Reserve is sacred, except for the last 5 years, people are questioning the Federal Reserve. We have been taught that deficits are good and spending is good and borrowing is no
problem.
What's
the correlation?
But we have to reverse that. And we have to.
What's the correlation between homeschooling and getting a better understanding of the Fed? I mean, that's
well, the whole
a
thing
wide
is,
gap
this is
for me.
My whole curriculum and everything I talk about is based on the freedom philosophy, which is what I've been talking about for 30 years.
If you want to get 20% of children being homeschooled, that's going to mean a vast drop in the number of women in the workforce, because it is largely women who are doing the homeschooling. A lot of women can't afford to give up their jobs and homeschool their children. A lot of families can't afford that. And do we actually want to be encouraging women not to take part in the workforce, because we know how valuable that diversity is?
That is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
Like somehow anti-woman.
Yeah, you're anti-women, and somehow or another that a woman's job is more important than her children, or a man's job is more important than their children's education. That's that one. Yeah, I was flabbergasted.
That was her assumption, but she didn't even leave any wiggle room for just saying, well, maybe you can work this out. You know, maybe you can do part-time.
Right.
Maybe you can get somebody to help you.
Shouted was, he was talking about 25%. You were asking for 25%.
Right.
Not 100%. 25%. There's not 25% of American women that would say, you know what? For the preservation of freedom, for the best chance for my children to even survive, forget about the country, for my best chance of my children to survive, I'm going to take this on. I think that's important. No?
But don't interfere with my career. Huh?
Oh, my gosh. Because people are really pretty, they're not stupid. They're living in self-imposed ignorance, and I did it for most of my life. You can find the answers, but if you don't start to look for the answers, if you don't start reading history, if you don't start educating yourself and your family, you become a slave. And That's what the system is churning out now. A bunch of people who are willing just to go, well, yeah, I'm going to follow him because he told me to.
But there's competition today.
Yes, there is.
And you're part of it.
Okay.
Self-imposed ignorance. And it does. I mean, life takes energy. When God blesses us, he blesses the work of our hands. I mean, life is not just given to us. If you have to work for it, that's not a curse. That's not a negative thing. I mean, so many people have been convinced it's just supposed to be given to you. And when you think about your children and, you know, if you think, he said 20%, not 25, but he's believing that 25% could save the future of our country and our mm-hmm. freedom. Isn't it worth your child having freedom to consider that? And 80% who don't want to give up their careers.
They
and
don't have to.
They're, you know, we're the richest people in the world, by the way. Our poorest person is right. richer than 70% of the world's population. But even so, 80% can use it as the child care system, you know, if it's gonna do that. And every school system is not like that. They're all totally different. And I know that we have a superintendent in our area that is an amazing man that's doing yes. a great job. And I can just feel the burden, though, that's being put on him mm-hmm. because of all these regulations that are coming down. I mean, to me, it just seems like he's having to fight this constant battle instead of caring about the kids
right.
that's coming. But you know, think about that. Begin to ponder this. And we want to partner with you, those who are just in public education and also those that are in, you know, homeschool type education. And we're going to do that through the Mountain Meetings for Education. So make sure you contact us and let us know you want to be a part of that. And one way that does that, we have interns working at the VFN television studios who are homeschoolers. They're actually are able to learn the television trade. They're able to, you know, learn discipleship and all those things that happen in the context of living your life, business, journalism, public relations. It's amazing what they're able to do. So we want to partner with you. There are some opportunities, possibly, maybe even for you or one of your sons or daughters to participate in that. But contact us at VFNTV.com and let us know, or call us at 844-40-VFNTV. The School Revolution by Ron Paul, being interviewed by Glenn Beck here. I want to encourage you, if you're thinking like, oh, you know, I just keep sending my kids to school and they come home and they contradict everything that we stand for. But yet at the same time, I'm telling my children, you know, you need to listen to your school system. Mm-hmm. And the school system says up and you raise them to say down. I'll never forget this. And we're going to go to this other interview on his book. Is I came home one day, you know, we were homeschooling yeah. our kids at that time. And we had a young boy who was in school with them, this kind of a same age, not the same school, obviously, we're homeschooling them. And I walked into my house from work, and they were building on my dining room table.
Oh, yeah.
Get this. Listen, they were building an altar
wow.
to Zeus
wow.
on my table. I'm like, what the heck are you doing in yeah. my house? You know, and the young boy says, well, this is the assignment they gave us from the public school system. I'm like, get that out of my house, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, why would they do that? And so I called the school board up, and this is years back. I called the school board up, and I said, listen, you know, you shouldn't be having our children build altars to gods.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And they said, well, you know, it's just Greek mythology. It's like, it's an altar to Zeus
yeah.
on my dining room table. And I'm like, oh, you know, this is what's really happening. And all you got to do, ask Adam and Eve, is just buy into the question, did God really say?
That's it.
And that's the beginning of your fall, even the fall of a nation. So raising our leaders up, beginning to think 20% of the American children population being raised up. Not all of them. I mean, if you can't do it, you can't do it. But 20% inside of homeschooling, where sure. you're speaking in their life. And what we want to do is work with you and even the public education, too. We want everybody working together because we all are in the same country together in the education mountain. So yeah. when you hear us have those education mountain meetings, there's a limited space, but come, because we're going to have a way to pour into you and to encourage you, plus the network, to be able to encourage across the nation people that are moving in the same area.
There's a track record of this already happening successfully. I mean, Tim Tebow was just one example of yeah. many where he was, you know, homeschooled for many years, and he worked and his family with the school systems to play sports
yes.
and get a wonderful education at home. And now he's leading the nation with his character and different things that he's doing.
But they come out, you're just more, you're actually more social. You actually have less, sure. You have issues. Everybody's got issues, but you have your ability to function, to get a job, to do the basic things in life. You do really well. They're the ones that walk up, as Ron Paul actually probably will say here, to look a elected leader in the eye and just start talking to them. Mm-hmm. They able to look a person in the eye and do business with them. Matter of fact, let's join now. This is the continued interview.
Nobody knows how our government works. Nobody knows the Constitution. You ask people who, you know, name the two houses of government, name the three branches of government, they can't do it. If we let one more generation go, if this generation, my generation has kids now, if we let this generation go without really instilling these values, will we get freedom back?
No, we won't. But I see progress being made. A lot of people worry about how are we ever going to get the masses, 51%, all of a sudden to agree with what we want. And I don't work under that assumption. It's just the people who are in leadership positions, the people who teach, the people who write, the people who get involved in philosophy, and that's where we're making progress. I mean, we talk about homeschooling and the importance of it. I remember I was out of Congress for 12 years. I went back in 96 after having gone back to my medical practice, and I remember going in the middle of the week to having a little meeting with local community people, and some kids would show up. I'm like, what are these kids doing here? And here, obviously, it didn't take me long to figure out, well, the parents with their homeschooling kids. And I thought, well, you know, these homeschool kids, they're going to be social misfits.
Yeah.
And they turned out to be so sophisticated, stand on their feet and ask good questions, nothing like what you see in the public school system. And the people I'm running into now that are energized on these issues and concerned about the future at the college level, I'm seeing the same kind. But it's not everybody. It's the people who are thinking about it. So I'm very encouraged about what's happening outside of Washington. I'm very encouraged what's happening on the internet. People are getting new information. And
The internet should put school out of business. I mean, do you know David Glertner from Yale?
Who?
David Glertner, professor at Yale.
I just know his name.
Okay, yeah, he's brilliant. And he's on the same page that we can revolutionize everything. You know, he said to me, Glenn, who's the best teacher on D-Day? Who's the biggest expert on D-Day? And I said, I don't know. He said, neither do I. But the internet could find him, and the free market would sort it out. He said it might be a cab driver in San Diego, and he knows D-Day inside and out because it's his passion.
Yeah.
And he said, if you find them, you can find them by putting out a blanket and just searching, and then the best, most passionate teachers will just all bubble to the surface, you know, through the internet.
And I've seen such a transition because I was in high school and college in the 50s. I got fascinated in college and medical school with doing things other than just medicine. I was very curious. This didn't all add up right. But then I went searching, and I'd find a book here and a book mm-hmm. there, came across Bastiat and Mises mm-hmm. and Hayek and Road to Serfdom, which I know you're familiar with. And that led one thing to another, led me to the Foundation for Economic Education. It took me a long time. It took me a while. There was no Amazon, and there was no internet.
Right.
And you go to a bookstore, and we might be able to order this for mm-hmm. you. But the Fee Foundation was able to get me the books, you know, and I'd visit there. Now, it's the click.
I know.
One click and you can, one click purchase.
I know.
You can get the book. The libertarians at one time predicted, the internet will do away with books, but instead it just made it bigger.
Right.
You get information on the internet.
Right.
And you don't have to buy a book. Matter of fact, our plan here is to not require people to buy books, you know, for the homeschooling. But now, I've ended up buying more books.
Oh, I bought double the amount of books.
Yeah. So, just because electronic. I like books.
Yeah.
I like books. Some people can handle the internet and just read from a computer, but I like the books and I like to mark it up. It looks like you do too. This is much better. But it is so available, and I know some of the college kids deserve a bun wrap and they get it, but I tell you what, there's a nice nucleus of people there that are really, really clean cut, healthy kids.
I think the university, I think the universities are teeming with people who know they've been sold a pack of lies, who know they're being ripped off because they're not really getting an education, who know that the trophy that they won all the way through school for merit wasn't for merit at all. They know that's all. They know that they don't know, and they know that they're being ripped off and not being prepared for the future. I think there's tremendous potential there because they're smart. They're smart enough to know what they don't know. Does that make sense?
Yep.
They're very smart. But can you imagine when it's dawning on you, John? It's like, I just borrowed $15,000.
Did you say 15?
Yes.
$50,000.
Imagine it's dawning on them. I borrowed $50,000 for a loan that will stay with me forever.
Forever.
And it's like, you know, you think about this. I love this, that, you know, somebody says, hey, I got a house. I want to sell you this house. It's a lovely house. It's $125,000. And before I show it to you, before I tell you where it is, you got to pay the money first.
Right.
And that's the way the education system's set up. They sell you a potential future job that you don't know presently exists. They're telling you you can earn a specific amount of income that you don't even know. You don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
The strange thing is, many people are going like, well, I want that house.
Yeah,
I want that house, a couple grants, a couple loans. And you walk out, and there's people right now that are saying, I know that Steve and I were on the University of West Florida campus, Steve Kalaszewski, and we're talking to people, and they were so fearful. I think this was like 50% or higher or lower, probably higher. That there's no jobs available for them coming out of college. And so they're actually getting more, they're staying in college longer.
Oh, yeah.
They're borrowing more money.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, what are we doing? Imagine this. Imagine if your whole education was based off your future and that you can begin to fit in your future the first thing you read, the first thing you do. So by the time you're walking in your destiny, you know it like the back of your hand. Instead of walking out of an institution just blinded. Around people that the people that are running that company pretty much walked it the other way, and they're going to say, well, you know, get in the mail room and maybe, you know, one day, you know, we'll work this thing out. You're thinking like, I got a $125,000 bill.
Mail room.
I need
mail room.
That's the one. I need this kind of pay, you know?
Yeah.
And so we want to partner with you and those are our audience, you know, and we're going to make it available. Obviously everybody can't come all the way to the studios from around the nation. But one thing that can happen, we make it available for our VFN Kingdom partners. You go to VFNTV.com, click on partner, and for VFN Kingdom partners, that's a different level of partnership because we have all these wonderful things available. Oh, yeah. We're seeing businesses fail right now, that your business does not have to fail. You need wisdom. And wisdom, God can give you wisdom in your business. I'm just one word of knowledge, he's into you. And so we want to encourage you in these different areas. Right now we're talking about the education mountain. You know, sign up, register, let us know, stay in contact with us because when we put those meetings out, you want to send a representative maybe from your network of homeschoolers, for example,
Absolutely.
Or maybe a teacher from your public school system and begin to think, you know what? You know, we got to begin to train up tomorrow's leaders today. If we want healthy men, and that's what people are looking for, right? Healthy men, healthy women, right? You first have to have healthy sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to speak into their life today. An unhealthy son and daughter is not going to grow into a healthy father or mother.
That's right.
You know, they're just going to be the same person they were. But if we begin to pour into their lives now, and we've did that for many years, but we just want to pray right now and just say, you know what? We're going to ask God to touch us again in the area of what the responsibility for freedom. He said we're one generation away from losing our freedom. What do we need to do? We need to get back to the basics and say, you know what? I want to teach my children the basics about God and this country.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we just thank you that you're opening our eyes. Lord, we pray that you would just help us learn. Give us a grace, Lord, to be able to say that our children matter And that if they're open to it, Lord, and it works, that you'll give us a grace to be able to begin to help our public school teachers and working with them to educate our children, or if we're called to be able to homeschool our children, Lord God, that we would see that as a high thing and not as a low thing. And this network of teachers and students around the nation, God, that you would gather them. Lord, we pray that you would redeem our education system in America, God, that you would redeem it. Help us to wake up before we lose it, Father God, that we would not lose the freedom, Father God, but we would say, you know what, I'm willing to educate even 20% of our children in this way so they could be the leaders in the future. Father God, we just pray for this. We pray for a revival in our school system, God. We pray, Father God, for a great awakening in this nation, Lord God. But we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.